Well, the entire Commonwealth is facing an epidemic of heroin overdoses, and in particular, my area, Washington County, Greene County, a little bit of Beaver County. Washington County made national news with 25 overdoses in a 48-hour period of time just this past summer, and it doesn't seem to be lightening up. It's actually been studied, and there's been research that proves that so many of these addicts became addicts due to overprescription of opioids, and they became hooked. And then when those prescriptions ran out or when they couldn't get any more, they turned to heroin. So this is an issue that is near and dear to me, and we need to attack it on a lot of fronts. This legislation actually will help prevent, hopefully, more and more people becoming addicted to opioids, because when they go to the emergency room and they have a prescription for pain medication, if it's an opioid or if it's an addictive medication, this legislation would limit it to 7 days. That doesn't mean that we're interfering with the doctor-patient relationship. That's not it. What it will help facilitate is to prevent a month's worth of addictive prescription drugs being prescribed to someone who just comes into the emergency room for pain. The other aspect of the bill helps to identify those people who are using the emergency room to help feed their habit. A lot of these addicts will go to the emergency room and, you know, claim that they've got, you know, a pain issue, and a lot of them are really very smart at tweaking the system and knowing what kind of ailments to claim. They rack up thousands of dollars in unnecessary tests and everything else just so that they can feed their addiction with an opioid prescription. So if someone is exhibiting symptoms of addiction, that is also what this bill addresses. And that those people can actually get treatment, that's what we're looking to do. It's prevent an addiction from happening in the first place, and then if it's there, treat those people and get them the help they need.